This is BBC Surrey.
And I've got a very special treat for you. She's managed to bag a number one album without being signed by a record company. She's called Carell Mowat, and she's 21 years old. She's from Farnham and went to the top of the UK country music charts on iTunes, which made her album the most downloaded country collection in the UK, which is pretty cool. Carell, good morning.
Hello.
First of all, where'd you get a name like Carell?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't named for 8 weeks when I was born, and my mum really wanted an unusual name. So she looked at the baby book of names, saw a name that she thought was Carell, and she actually misread it. So when she went to my dad, she said, what do you think of the name Carell? And he said, yeah, I like that. How do you spell it? And she went back to the baby book, and it wasn't there.
And she couldn't find it.
So she was like, it must be unusual enough that
it's not even in a baby book. Very good. Have you found other Carells? Because there's Steve Carell, isn't there? The actor in America.
That's not spelt the same, actually.
Oh, right. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I have typed it into Facebook.
Because it sounds like a country music name.
Yeah.
Carell. Hey, Carell. You can hear that in Nashville, can't
Bit
you?
Bit of a
Carell
twang.
Mowat, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you're from Farnham, so is it born and bred? Or have you been imported into this county at any stage?
No, not at all. I've lived all around Surrey, really. So, yeah.
Okay, you're a good Surrey girl.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you got into writing and singing country music at such a tender age. How does that go into you and make you inspire you to perform?
I don't know. I think it was quite like, it really wasn't expected. I think I always wanted to be like a pop star. And when I was about 14, I sang at a performance at school. And one of the teachers came up to me afterwards and said, gosh, you've got a country twang in your voice. And I think at the time I thought it was really kind of not
thought
very
she was being
cool.
Rude.
I was like, really? Anyway, yeah. Britney Spears, I think. I'd like to be more. And then, I mean, I'm so passionate about music anyway. So I think I did some research maybe a couple of years later, found some country artists from America on YouTube. And I've just become a little bit in love with country music ever since, really.
So that was the thing. So you thought, okay, well, I need to research this because this might suit my vocal style.
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of find something that makes you a little bit different. So I think, you know, if I've kind of got a bit of a country twang to my voice, then why don't I kind of do a bit of research? And I just fell in love with the artist, the lyrics, the music.
Which ones in particular? Which artists?
I love Carrie Underwood, but she's only kind of been popular in the last few years. So I guess when I was a little bit younger and I kind of discovered country music, I love the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yes.
I'm a huge Dolly Parton fan.
Uh-huh. I'm on safer ground when you mention those names. I kind of like, yeah, I know them. I know them.
And the Rascal Flatts. And
see, again, gone now. Rascal Flatts. Should I know them?
I don't know, but I think you should definitely look them up because they're amazing.
The Rascal Flatts.
The Rascal
They've
Flatts.
Got a good name. That's
really,
a good start.
Really, yeah, they're great.
So why didn't you go down the route of getting on Britain's Got Talent? I can see because you're holding this beautiful white guitar. I can see, and you're a very pretty girl.
She's
and I
she's
can see,
my baby. Oh, it's,
you could stroll out on stage on Britain's Got Talent and it would have a wow factor.
Oh.
But instead you decided to do it the hard way by putting together a whole album by yourself and flogging it on the internet.
Flogging it. yeah, well, I think those kind of programmes are great. But I think they're kind of, I think if you've got a real passion for songwriting, you've got to kind of be careful with going down the X Factor route or the Britain's Got Talent route because, you know, you're more likely, most artists end up singing covers.
Mm.
And I think because I am so passionate about writing my own material, I kind of really wanted to keep that close to me rather than just kind of go into a competition and end up singing other people's songs.
Yeah. And they'll package you up and they'll try and sell you and you won't have that much control
a little bit.
Over it.
I think it's really, really important to write enough material yourself, so if you do then get kind of, you know, people like you, they're buying into what you've already created rather than trying to, you know, shape you into what they want. That was really important for me, so I guess that's the reason why I've kind of gone down the harder route.
So how did you then come from nowhere with no management, no record label, no money behind you to get a number one album in the iTunes chart?
The power of social networking.
This Twitter and Facebook and all that and the YouTube business.
Yeah, Twitter.
You have an online following.
Yes, I do. And I'm so grateful for it. So just Twitter. I've got a little Facebook music page where people like it and they keep up to date with what I'm doing.
But did you expect to go number one in the country album charts?
Do you know what? I didn't even think about it. The only reason that I found out was one of my Twitter followers actually said, congratulations, Carell, on being number one on the UK country, you know, download chart on iTunes within 24 hours.
And who supplanted you as number one?
Sorry?
Who took over from the number one spot from you?
Johnny Cash.
There you go. She is rubbing shoulders with some of the all-time greats in country music.
How rude.
Yes, he's had a turn, but hey, it still sounds good.
I know.
The only person who could supplant you in sales was Johnny Cash. Well, look, we talked about you writing your own music enough. Let's actually hear some. You brought this beautiful guitar in.
Yeah, okay.
Carell, what song are you going to play for us?
This is the title track of May EP, and it's called Under My Skin. A clean shirt every day. You always leave on time. We've got no summer plans. You're telling me that's fine. You finally got your hair cut. I didn't even need to nag. It's like you suddenly care what the person in the mirror is saying back. I know people change. I know it is sometimes the way. Yeah. 'Cause I know there's another girl. She's thinking of you while she's combing her hair. I can feel it under my skin. I can smell the perfume you told her to wear. And I was hoping this was just a phase. As I iron your shirt for work the next day, I can feel it under my skin. Oh, the shirt will come off as soon as she walks in.
There you go. Carell Mowat, available on iTunes now. Thank you so much for coming in. And
thank
very
you.
Best of luck. Don't become a stranger when you become famous, right?
I'll be back.
This is BBC Surrey.